Reverend Jim Lewis came to Charleston in 1974 to be rector of St. John's Episcopal Church. He wanted the church to have an open door policy, to be a sanctuary. And he says gay people began coming to him looking for that sanctuary.
They wanted a place where they could sit and talk. The guy that came to me was a speechwriter for the governor. He was playing the folk mass at the Catholic Church. He knew that if he came out, he would lose both those positions. He wouldn't be playing the guitar anymore at the Catholic Church. He wouldn't be writing speechwriting for the governor. That was the 70s. Wouldn't have happened. And they had their own personal problems with one another, where they relate to one another as closeted people. And they wanted to talk about that in a safe setting. And so the church provided that safe setting.
Did you just give them a room and then they went in there and talked, or did you sit and talk with them?
Well, I gave them a room. We were giving the room to everybody. I mean, that was my ministry, to open up the church doors to everybody. And so, sure, come on in. They asked me if I'd sit in on some of the meetings, and I said, well, sure, I need to learn. I'd be glad to sit in, and I did. So they trusted me, and they came to me. And then finally, two couples came to me on their own, two women and two men, and said they would like me to bless their relationship. By the way, God could have given me an easier situation. The women, one of them had a child. Ooh. The male couple, one of them was white, one of them was black. Could have been easier. You know, it was a challenge.
Well, what was the problem with the woman with the child, and what was the...
Well, the women, I mean, in those days, you see, this was in the 70s. Gay people weren't supposed to be trusted around any children. Those attitudes are still with us. Oh, my Lord. But remember, in those days, to have a couple married, two women, and raise a child without a man, this could be very dangerous. And this was not the way God intended. I mean, that was the way we were being told by a strong religious force in this country. So I took them in the church separately, two separate events, and took the service, the marriage service, and I revised it in some ways so that it would fit them. And they took the vows, they kissed, and then we had a little champagne or something, and that was it.
Lewis says the church's governing committee was shocked, and some of his parishioners were kind of traumatized.
Are we going to be able to pay the bills and keep the church open? Jim, I know you welcome these people in, but you know, we may not have a church here if all these people with this gay stuff, this might be the end of the world. The sky may be falling in on us here at the church. This is something that's, you know, it's better not to talk about it. It's better, and I phrase it this way, it's better that we keep this in the closet.
Lewis says the marriages weren't legal. The state didn't allow that back then. But the relationships lasted.
As far as I know, they were, I mean, their relationships went on for a number of years after the blessing. It's amazing that they went on at all. You had to hide. I used to think, you know, I was married to a woman for 55 years. What would it be? I used to think this thought to myself. What would it be if I couldn't take her to a party? If I couldn't hold her hand? If I couldn't kiss her in public? And that's where we were in the 70s. What a hell of a situation that is. Real hell.
When I first learned of you as Jim Lewis, mm-hmm. when I first learned who you were the guy who married the queers.
Good.
How did that feel? That was my perception. Did that sting a little bit? How does that feel?
Well, whenever you call a name, the Christian tradition teaches me this, and I had to learn it. Again, my feet planted in it. Count it as a blessing. You want to call me a lover of queers? I do love queers. Thank you. But count it a blessing and understand that they're calling me that because they don't understand me. And they don't, may not even understand the gospel message if they're yelling it from a pulpit. But I think there's a very friendly attitude here now about gay people in West Virginia. And we certainly have our demons to fight. This is not a progressive battle that it's over with and now we can celebrate. It's going to racism and sexism and classism and militarism, they continue to bounce up like demons, and we have to fight them when they come up. And so the battle's not over, but I tell you, when I see a headline on the paper that the first gay couple had been married here in this state, the size of that print on the Daily Mail newspaper here, which is a fairly conservative paper, is the same size that you see when a war is over. I mean, the war is over, and you see these big, bold, black letters. I said, oh, my God, I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime. They were ready to hang me back in the 70s, and now I never thought I'd see this kind of change. It's been a remarkable, remarkable social change.